kind of make a remark against the Road and Bridge about, and I came to hear what he said, but something he was just saying in general, and I spoke up and I said, you know, our Road and Bridge does a really good job. I said, you'd be amazed. And he quickly said, you're right, they do. So it's just kind of a common thing for someone to want to make a little negative thing about the guys turning around or something, but he quickly agreed that they do a great job. And so I agree with you, Commissioner Williams, that is recognized, I think, in the workmanship.
20 years would put it out to, because it would take effect at the end of 18, 12/31/18, or would it take effect for now, for 20 years from?
December 31st, 2018 is when your last tax ends.
So it would pick up from that date?
Tax would begin January 1,
2019. So it would go to?
For a period of 20 years.
Okay. I mean, that my only thought is yes, that takes care of us for the next 20 years. We don't know what the climate's going to be at that time, and it might need to change. It might. I don't know the answer. I know none of us do, obviously. The good thing is it's based on sales tax and not on a property tax, so it's not going to affect. It's not going to affect the values of that type of thing. So.
And that's another point, is that the people realize that they do not have that property tax, because when it was voted in, then there was a levy, a road levy, and it went off the books, and they were no longer charged that. So.
Yeah, because we haven't had a levy for GCR or since about 83 or 86, wasn't it?
83 or 84. The road and bridge, I think, went off first, and the GCR gradually went lower.
I was 3 years old, so I apologize for not knowing the history on that as well. I probably should have.
Okay. I was here.
I said, how old are you guys? Anyways. That's what you do with that knowledge.
Like I said, that's why we know more.
And I just want to see it passed and secure. And like you said, it doesn't have to be 20, possibly 30.
Mike, what do you think?
I think people should be able to look at it in 10 years.
You're going the wrong way, Mike.
I understand.
Yeah. Well, another reason I go for 20 is the cost to the people. It costs, right. If I remember right, is it $40,000 if it were a loan?
If it were a loan, it would be around $40,000.
If it were a loan. And, of course, it won't cost us that much this year because you have other people coming on the ballot. Yeah, and knowing that comes out of GCR.
That was the other question. Does it have to come out of GCR? Could it come out of the road and bridge tax?
GCR, because...
Because it's an election, not
the road and bridge department doesn't have the authority to put anything on the ballot, only between the county commission.
That's not really a capital improvement to get taxes for the capital improvement.
They're not a separate...
That's what I mean. It's not a...
Mm-hmm.
Well, 20 years is looking better now.
Well, so they can budget their projects better and know that that money's going to be there and save money.
Eight bridges is what we're working with, is what we have. How many bridges do we have in our system?
We have 45 bridges that are state inspected. But we have over 100 different structures throughout the county, yes. That's low water structures, that type of thing, but we've got over 100 structures throughout the county.
But 40, how many?
About 45 of them are on the state inspection list, which comes up this year. And those are the bridges that get pretty expensive for rehabilitation or replacement. So.
And we've just done... We're in the process of three right now.
Yeah, we got three that we're currently working on, one, two more, and then I've got eight behind that.
And how many more do we have after those eight?
Huh?
How many more do we have after those eight? I guess the question is,
It's something that's ongoing that you really need to look at per the inspection. So how they rate them, and some may need work, some may not. So.
Okay. What are your thoughts? 20-year, 10-year, indefinite?
Either one. I don't think the indefinite. I still think the people ought to have, at some point in time, the people need to have a say-so when, if they want that. And like you say, something may change down the road that where it may not be needed. I don't know if there'd be any other funding mechanism, but, you know, as a taxpayer, I'd like to see a chance in voting on something rather than something be put in indefinite.
Well, the Road and Bridge crew would continue to show the taxpayer that they're using their dollar wisely and they're doing the good work, and then they would continue to vote and say, we want to keep the roads like they are, and we know it takes this tax to do it. And I have the faith in the Road and Bridge crew to know that they'll do that.
And another thing, the way we're doing our budgeting, they pretty much can see just within the budget how that money is actually spent.
Yeah, no, there's no...
I mean, that's mm-hmm. pretty easily to see where it goes.
Ms. Wyatt, if you want to make the same motion, I'm ready to... Or if you want to make a motion, excuse me.
Well, I'll... do you want me to read it all or just... Okay, option B. I make a motion that shall the County of Tanium reimpose a countywide sales tax by extending the existing current sales tax at the rate of 0.5% for a period of 20 years from the date on which such tax is reimposed for the purpose of improvement and construction of roads and bridge in Taney County. I make a motion that be put on the April ballot.
We have a motion. Any further discussion?
Does it automatically put on the passage of this proposition will not increase the current sales tax rate in Taney County?
You have to include that in your certification to me. It's on the ballot.
Is this motion part of that certification?
You can do it separately if you want. You can do your ballot, and then you can do the certification separately.
Do you see what I'm asking?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You want to add that to your motion?
Let me see if I get the wording right. By
do you have it?
Voting? No, I don't have anything like that. Thank you. Oh, yes, I do. I do. Mm-hmm. Okay. The passage of this proposition will not increase the current sales tax in Taney County.
Second.
Aye.
All in favor?
Oh, sorry. I always miss doing that. I wanted to get it this time. All in favor? Aye.
All opposed? Aye.
I wanted to be sure I got my aye in there.
Motion carries.
Then I'll need somebody to certify this to me, and the documents need to be brought to my office, or I'll take them out if you have them ready.
Do we have the...
If not, tomorrow's your deadline.
Is the certification, is that a specific document that comes from...
Tomorrow at 5 o'clock is your deadline to have it over to me. I'll have to have the exact ballot language.
Okay. I'm assuming we probably need to... Do we need to approve something for Mr. Schofield to certify? Is it his signature that's required on the certification?
Yeah, I usually have either...
Or is it all three?
School superintendent or somebody breaks a five.
Okay.
I just have to have your minutes and the ballot language. Your minutes ordering it to be done and your ballot language.
So we, did you say to put it on this ballot? Can you read back the motion?
I think she just said.
Put it on the April.
Yeah, basically, if you have, and then she read the ballot language and then the addition will be put on the April ballot.
Okay. So that should be, we just have to now give you something certified.
So that would be the direction.
Okay.
So we don't need to do anything. We don't need to take any other actions. What I'm asking.
I can have Robin chop it up for me since she's doing the minutes, if you'd like.
Well, actually,
Schofield is indicating he'd like to do that, Robin.
Okay.
Actually, Nikki has this on her computer already.
So you might get with her and...
She just needs to add the passage, that bottom part.
May I ask for clarification, Mr. Schofield? You voted aye to being opposed?
Correct, he opposed it.
Yes.
Do you want to, and it's up to you, do you want to make a statement as to, I'm assuming you're not against the tax. You wanted a shorter term?
I'm not against the tax at all. I think it's definitely needed. I just feel like the people should be able to have a say and relook at the tax at least every 10 years.
I just want, that way you had a chance to, couldn't be misconstrued that
no,
he's against the tax.
Yeah.
I guess we'll recess.
To go upstairs for...
And move upstairs for our daily staff review and agenda requests. And then we'll reconvene in our conference room at 1 for a budget work session.